The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel today. That was being studied in Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Who Hashem Tnichan Began Eden Amen today. That was Rufa Shlema. Mickey Ben Jamie. Ella Refana Lo Refat Nerush Fatuk Rechini Rasul Namar Amen. We begin today's Daf on Yud Bet Amud Bet. We are starting from the Mishnah Ir Sheyesh Fa Avodat Kochavim. So you have a city that has Avodat Kochavim. What does that mean? As she says, Bederech Avodat Kochavim Liot Lem Yom Shuk. The Yerid Yom Edam, that they make a marketplace on the day of their holiday. So it's the day of the holiday, according to the Shia, that's the day that they have open markets, that they go and have like a, different affair, exactly. And you have shops that are adorned and that are not adorned. Me'utarot ve'ena me'utarot, Ashi. The siman is the ones that have the adornment on it, they pay a tax to the Avodat Kochavim from all the proceeds that they make from that from the sales. So the Mishnah says it's going to be asur whether it's chaliot meutarot v'shena mutarot. This is the story that happened in Beit She'an. So they had the customers to make market day on the day of the Yom Ed, and they had markets that were and were not adorned. Because the ones that are mutarot, that's the signal they're giving proceeds to the Avodah Zarah. But the ones that are not mutarot, so they're not giving proceeds to the Avodah Zarah, so you can shop at those fairs. Mutarot, asurot, finish with Gemara. Gemara doesn't say what does mutarot mean. שאין המותרות מותרות, ובאותן שהן מותרות לא שק לי מיני ומחסר לעבודת הכרבים. They didn't take a tax for לעבודת הכרבים. ולא מדתי על עבודת הכרבים הנאה מיני, you're not giving a הנאה של העבודה זרה. ואם משום דנושא ונותן ביום אדם, she has a question. What are you talking about? Bottom line, the way that she's learning, it's their holiday. So what do I care if מותרות or not מותרות? Didn't we learn in the first Mishnah that you're not allowed to transact with them not even 3 days before the holiday? Of course, you get on the holiday itself. What do I care, bro? Yeah, that she's learning it's Yom Edam. So therefore, if it's Yom Edam, the day of the holiday, so what do I care if it's giving tax or not tax? You can't do business with them anyway. But she says, Hanimili lezibunelehu. That's only to sell them. She might sell them an animal, and they're going to use it for Avodah Zarah. Now, this is a very important Rashiyo, because this is a reversal to what Rashi taught us on Amud Rishon. If you go to Bet Amud Rishon, go back, turn back to Bet Amud Rishon, right in the beginning of the Masechet. Rashi makes a reversal over here. Because on that bed, what does it say? Lifnei edehen shodehim shodehim asud latet velatet oimahem. How did Rashi learn asud latet velatet? Rashi said over here, latet velatet. If you go to the beginning of the Mishnah, latet velatet. Right, Mecca, Homemka, that's the way Tosafot explained it. That's the way the Shishita is. The Shishita is on Bet Amud Bet. That she clearly said that we learned the Sugma Avot. Actually, you can see it by us. Look at the Tosafot by us. Tosafot by us, look at the Buddha Matzil, Ir Shiesh Ma'avodat Chachabim. Ir Shekotra. That she explained. Regilut hu liyotem shuk v'yarid biyom edam. The custom was to make a market on the day of the holiday. V'she'enam me'utarot, the ones that were not adorned, ha'inu ta'amad mutarot, mishum dolo matcha minayu hana'a levdeh chukhamim. They didn't give any hana'a, they didn't give any taxes. That's why it's a siege question. Im mishum noseh v'notem biyom edam, what do you mean, you're doing business on the holiday. Hanimili lezibuneh. Bayato talking about to sell them. Imishum tekrovet, either because they're going to use your animal for Avodah Zarah, imishum derech lokeh liot sameach, or the buyer is happy, vazilim odeh, aval mizban minayu, but to buy from them, shari, destam mocher asefu, Because the seller is sad, he's selling his item. Hakamashma shahazar bo Rashi, Mimashayam Mifarish Ne'el Dav Bet Amud Rishon. Rashi reversed on what he said on Bet Rishon. Telaset velatet hainu mekach o memkach. Rashi told us, that's what we're looking for on the Vapet, that what? Laset velatet means mekach o memkach. That's what Rashi meant in the Mishnah, which is mekach o memkach. That's buying and selling. Here Rashi's mashma, that the only issur is to sell them, but not to buy. Now, just for as a question, miyukasha ibiyom edomaydi, shiyashuk biyom ed, e'ach lokhin mehen, which means, okay, so you want to tell me that's only asur to sell them, but to buy is mutar. What do you mean? Even buying is asur to a certain degree. Why? Ha'amrin lehem, de'en lokhin mehen davar she'enu mitkayem. Didn't we learn that you're not allowed to buy perishables from them? Because they're happy to sell perishables. Because the perishable item, if it stays by them, it's spoiled. So the Amish now, the year is telling you what, it's going to be mashma, I'm going to see later on in the Gemara, that the rabbis even bought perishable items from the Goyim. Like the Gemara is going to say, one rabbi bought bread from the Goyim on the Yom HaShuk. What are you talking about? If it's the way that she's learning, it's Yom Edam, how could you buy a perishable item? The Gemara, I'm going to share Amud Bet. You'd give an Amud Bet. I'm going to Rab Yirmiyah. Zavan had pita. He bought a pita. He bought a bread. Now Allah do of them. You mishal me. Aman lechad the chavle v'atol the kegel. Uskam yameka lechem pirish the benu meir. But the benu meir, one of the balei tosfot argues on Rashi, and he says the haka mayri biyarid shasul ani abo meches b'shelo b'yom edam mayri. It's not on the holiday. It's just a market that pays the tax to the avodah zarah. But akem b'she'en amutarot en kan isur. That's why when they're not adorned, since they're not paying a tax, it's not asur. So there's a big machlok within Rashi Tosfot. Rashi's learning the Mishnah is dafka beyom edam. So Rashi had a question. If it's yom edam, so how can they transact at all? So Rashi answered, no, it's okay. You're allowed to buy from them. Tosfot says, what do you mean? Even buying should be a problem. Because buying things that are perishable items are asur on yom edam. And we see later on, Rabbi bought bread. So Sfot says it's not Yom Edam. It's Dam. It's a market that gives a tax to the Avodah Zarah on any day of the year. Now, how do you know if they're giving you a tax or not? No Tarot. If that's the Atara, we'll see what that means. Then you know they're paying the tax. And if not, nah. That's a very fundamental Machloket Meshiv in Tosafot. Because the Gemara says, Amar Bishimon Ben Akish Lo Shalom Elam Utarot Bivered VeHadas. What type of Atara are we talking about over here? Vered. Vered would be a rose. And hadasim, deka metane mireha. Because when you walk into the marketplace, you're going to smell the fragrance of the hadasim and the roses, and you're going to have a hanah from the Avodah Zarah. What's the problem with that? As she says, the vered v'hadas, the klovet Avodah Zarah, this is from the Avodah Zarah. They bring these items as korban to Avodah Zarah, and they hang it up in the market. That's a sign, that's a sign that this is Avodah Zarah market. What's the problem with that? Rashi, they come into Nemerecha. Vered ve'adas derek l'shotchan l'ftav d'arach u'chavim. They used to put this in front of the Avodah Zarah. Ve'asulim mishum tekrot Avodah Zarah. And you're benefiting from something that was brought to a Avodah Zarah. What's the benefit you're having? Zayah. You're smelling it. Aval mutarot beperot. But if they just put fruit as a siman over there, mutarot. Because when you walk into the marketplace, you don't smell anything. My Tahamad, Amarka lo yidbat biyadecha me'uma menacherem. You're not allowed to hold anything from the Avodah Zarah, lo yidbat. You should not have it. You should not benefit from it. Nehenehu de asur. It's asur to have anaha, aval mehaneh shari. But you're allowed to give benefit. The Bichadush quoted the Shittah of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. That means when you walk into the marketplace, the issue is the smelling of the hadasim. Because you're having a hanaha from Avodah Zarah. What are you talking about? What about the money that you're giving them? They're giving you taxes. No, that's not a problem. That's you're giving hana'a to the Avodah Zarah. That's okay. According to the Shtagit, it's only asur to be nehene, but not to be mehadeh. So therefore, no problem to go into the marketplace. Even if they have, let's say, they have apples hanging or something that doesn't have a smell, that's asur, okay? Okay, so what? You're not smelling anything over there. So you're not nehene from the Avodah Zarah itself, but you're giving them money. Who says you can't give them money? You're mehene them. Don't say you're mehene. It says, well, you're back biyadecha. You cannot hold on to anything in your pocket or in your hana'ah. But give to them? No problem. It's a big hadush of Rishtakish. Rashi. Aval perot mutarim nikach mehen. The perot, you're allowed even to buy them. I forgot that much you had halu lechavim. But even though they're getting halu from now, or that's not, are you giving them money? Let land back to this mehaneh mutar. This mehaneh is going to be mutar. The Tosafot over here, on the Amud Sheni. And I'm beveret ve'adaz tekam etaneh merecha. It seems what you know to benefit our dad, you know to benefit from the smell. So Tosfot asks, Ikshar ben Utam on Amud Sheni. Ikshar ben Utam mibat tiha. Bat tiha is a type of wine that the Kabbalah is going to say later. I mean, the Kaman, Deshari Mishum Derecha Lav Meltai. Bat tiha is Yain Nisik. And the Kabbalah is going to say you could smell wine of the Goyim. Why? Because Recha Lav Meltai. Smelling is nothing. Smelling is nothing. So what do you care to smell the hadasim of the their wine is not made for smelling, but hadas, its primary purpose is to smell. The havi kimo ketoret, like a ketoret. Daps the hafashin al samitz. So even after they put the ketoret to Beit Hamikdash, nehi she'en mo'alim bo. Even though there's no me'ailah, let's say, because it was used already, yisuram yaika. And even if you want to say that hadas is not primarily for smelling, shema yesh le'esod, even we can still say it's going to be asud. Ta'amrinan kod esudin shema Torah en lokin alin ela kederek hana'atan. Mikolakob yisuram yaika. Which means it's still esud, even though it's not derek hana'atan, it's still going to be asud. Okay, so that's the Tosafot over there. Look at the next Tosafot. Okay, we came to the next foot, we go further in the Gemara. Okay, according to the Shlakish, Hana'a is Asur, but to be Mehaneh is Mutar. Come to the Gemara, now argues in the Shikta of Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, the Ran comes along and says, Afilu Me'utarot Beperot, Name Asur. Even if it's Me'utar and regular Perot, Asur, why? Come to the Homer, Nehaneh Asur, Mehaneh Lekot Shekel. He comes along and says, what do you mean? If you cut out of Hana'a, you think you can give them Hana'a? You're giving them the pleasure? Top Rashi. Mehaneh lo kol sheken. Mehanehu. Shehenvanim shebetocham. Socharev ma'ot shel kumarim. They work for the church, these salesmen over here. Ina me'ave ya'iv le'lebar le'mot besuchonato shoseh sham umatyadu Hana'a. Shehen amotro lo'lav de'kumarim. So the difference is like this. If they don't have any types of perot bichlal, perot at all, forget about smell or not smell, then they don't give to the church anything. So that's mutar, according to Yohanan. He doesn't make a difference between what type of fruit, but once already you see a fruit hanging, if it's a hadas, or it's an apple, or it's a, it doesn't matter. But that's a siman, the proceeds are going to the church. And just like you cannot have hana'a, you cannot be mehaneh. But if nothing is hanging up in the church, so nothing hanging up in the market, no food at all, that's a siman that what? They're not getting any proceeds. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yohanan, no problem. Again, you have a fantastic machloket over here between the Shtakish and the Rabbi Yohanan. Can you be mehaneh avodat kochavim? Now I'll go back to the Tosafot on the bottom of the Amud Bet. Haba me'otarot beperot mutarot. Rabbi Yohanan, she'ena me'otarot mi'amuteret. Good. If it's not me'otarot at all, according to Rabbi Yohanan, it'll be mutar, because like we said, they don't give any proceeds to the Avodah Zarah. Okay. Go to the Tosafot on top. Amal Mehaneh Shari. According to the Shlakish, giving them Hana is Mutar. Vim Tomar, Lekaran Perek Kula Shalamim Gabe Mi Sheyak Kotno Samuk Lazat Chavim. We have a story later on in the Gemara. A guy's wall was next to the Avodah Chavim. He has a house, whatever. He has a place. The wall's next to Avodah Chavim. Ben Afal, and the wall fell down. Asur libnoto. You can't rebuild the wall. Parich, ve'agash shavikram halal chavim. By not rebuilding the wall, you can rebuild the wall, you have to rebuild it on your side. Look, you have to move in a little, because we don't want you to give a hana'a by building the wall for the avodat, because you have to build it a little in onto your property. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? You're giving them more space now. By you building the wall, they're benefiting by getting more space. What's the question? According to the Shtakish, we'll have to give them Hana'a. According to Shitar, it says Mehaneh Mutar, what's the problem? Rebuild your wall, so give them a little more space. Big deal, you'll have to give them Hana'a. That's what's the question. That's a very important answer. Which we're making a difference now, how much Hana'a to give them. So hana amu etet, a little hana, it's okay to give that, but a lot of hana, like you're giving up space, that's considered too significant. So you have to be ready to judge that, to know what's considered a lot of hana and a little hana. Can it end this tax, a small tax that they get it down with hana, big deal. That's nothing to be significant about. But giving them some extra footage of their space over there, that's a problem. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, the vadai kol mehane asur. So sports says, everybody knows you cannot be mehane them. Levad mehacha. Except in this case, the only exception, the Pirish is potana b'zayon la'avodat kravim. Sheporeya mechis nefisheeru machshiv la'avodat kravim kol kach sheyasim ahtara b'rosho. The Gemara is going to say later on, that if you went and you would put a certain ahtara on your head, that would show that you're modeh to the avodah zarah, you'd be exempt from the tax. Not everybody have to pay this tax. If you're being modeh to the avodah zarah, it's tax exempt. So therefore, this guy that pays the tax, it's a bizayot ra'avodah zarah, because it's showing you don't believe in it. That's why you got to pay the tax. So such a hana'ah you have to give them. A hana'ah that's got to zing the tax to it. So you're zinging them by saying, I'm paying it because I don't believe in it. But a regular hana'ah that's down like that, for sure, that's a very important step in the middle of time. Now already it compromises what the Shekish was saying. There's not time you can be mad near them. It's got to be a type of hana'ah that you're giving them where it's, in the hana'ah is also a knock to them. Okay, that's what I want. Look at the next one. Kama Omer, Nehne Asur, Ma'aneh Lekol Sheken. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, what are you talking about? If you're not allowed to have hana'ah, you think you should be able to be Ma'aneh them? So Tosfot quotes, Katav Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch is the Sefer HaTerumah. The Sefer HaTerumah, written by Rabbeinu Baruch, one of the Ma'aneh Tosfot. The Oto Yarib. This market, שהקומרים של עבודת כוכבים לוקחים בו מכס, מן המכר, מיד. Oh. Where the salesmen, they take a tax immediately, meaning on every sale. They take the money and they put aside money for עבודה זרה, עם אותו מכס. Who will be in עבודת כוכבים? If it's to build the church, to build the place, the עובד כוכבים מפרש. And the עובד, עבודה זרה, tells the customer, כך פסקום כך וכך, ועוד פשוט לבניין עבודת כוכבים. It tells it clearly. The price is $10 plus an extra dollar for the building fund. If he tells them that, the מהנה אסור כרבי יוחנן. We forsake the רבי יוחנן, he told them בפירוש, it's going to be אסור to buy that. ואף אם לא הזכירו לבניין עבודת כוכבים, even though he didn't specify for the building fund, אלא אחר שפרש לו הסכום, if he gave him the price, $10, אמר לו ועוד פשוט, another dollar. The reason why he doesn't want to tell him what it's for, because he knows the Jew's not going to go for it. But you know what it's for. He says, נראה דאסור, כי מה שלא הזכיר לבניין עבודת כוכבים, לבני ישראל הוא מניח. Exactly, because he's ישראל, he doesn't want to tell him it's for that. מכל מקום, אם לא היה מפני הבניין, היה נותן לו בסכום הראשון, ונמצא פשוט יוצא מכיס ישראל לבניין עבודת כוכבים. Exactly, the money's going from the Jewish pocket to the עבודת הנה. So even if he doesn't specify what the extra dollar is for, it is going to be אסור. והרב רבי משה מקוצי כתב בספרו, כי מאמר סתמה ועוד פשוט יכול להיות מותר לשם יתנו אני עובדי כוכבים. He argues. He says, could be if he just says $10 plus another dollar, and then say what it's for, could be small tax, but maybe he's giving it to the poor people of the Avodah Zarah, not giving it to the Avodah Zarah itself. Therefore, if it's not explicit, it could be a machlok between the Beno Baruch and the Bin Moshe Mikutzi. Okay, but what do you see over here? We have machlok and the Bishagish, Yohanan, to support it clearly for sticking with Yohanan, that you're not allowed to be near them as well. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, Metive, who are we going to ask a question on over here? We're going to ask on the Shtakich. רבי נתן אומר יום שעבודת כוכבים, the day of the עבודה הזרה, מנחת פה את המכס, they give you a tax break, מכריזים ואומרים, they make an announcement, יש כל מי שנותן עטרה ויאני עמיר ראשו, whoever walks in the marketplace dressed up with עטרה on their head, ובראש חמורו, אני פצל on his animals as well, לכבוד עבודת כוכבים, whoever's going to get dressed up with עטרה on their head, on the animals' head, יניח לו את המכס. Well, tax exempt. ואם לאו, אל יניח לו את המכס. And if not, we're not going to exempt. Now, a Jew is stuck in this case. Because whatever he does, he's stuck. יהודי שנמצא שם, מה יעשה? What is the Jew going to do? יניח, let him put the atar on his head. So what does he do? He's benefiting now that what? He's wearing the item, Nimsan Nehneh. So now he's benefiting. Why is he being in it? Because it's smelly. They used to put roses on the head and hadassim and all that stuff. So he's benefiting from the item. That's Avodah Zarah. But I can't wear the item because he's having hana'ah. Lo yaniyah, I don't wear it. And Nimsan Nehneh, you give him money to Avodah Zarah. So stop right there. Here clearly you see it's a proof to Rabbi Yohanan that Ben Nehneh and Ben Nehneh is going to be asur because it's saying the Jew's stuck. Whatever he does, he's caught. He puts the thing on his head, katereya. He's there, Ben Nehneh Ma'avodah Zarah. He doesn't put the thing on his head, he's got to pay taxes. He's giving them hana'ah. That's according to Rabbi Yohanan. Question against the Shtagish. Okay, stop the question here, but the Braita is going to continue for a second. Let's continue the Braita. Mikan Amru, from here the rabbis learned, a guy that goes and does business in the marketplace of the Avodah Zarah, you bought something from the Avodah Zarah place. Now you can't have hana'ah. The rabbis put a knas on you. You shouldn't have done business in a place where they give taxes to the Avodah Zarah. The guy went, he did business anyway, so now he bought an animal. But the rabbis put a knas on it. What are you supposed to do with this animal? Yeah, you gotta break its leg, like we're gonna see in the Gemara. Perot, kesuf v'kelim. If you have perot, fruit, or clothes, or kelim like that, yirkebu. Yirkebu means let them spoil. Ma'ot v'chli matichot, money, zikli matichot, metal items, yonichem liyam ha'melach. Throw them into the Dead Sea. Which means you cannot have an app for anything you bought from the market that gives a... No, you cannot have an app. There's a different inyan over here. This is you benefiting the Avodah Zarah. You gave them money and they gave it the tax to the Avodah Zarah. So now you bought product. So the Gemara, what do you do with the product, bottom line? Destroy it somehow. The Ezur, Ikur, okay, what does it mean? Ikur means to the animal, Hamenasher, Persotam, and Arkuba, Ulmata. Okay, cut its legs from the knee down, like we learned earlier, from the knee down, cut it to your Avana. Now, Katani Niyah, back to the question, but we learned partial quotation, Yaniyah. Leave the item on your head, put the crown on your head, put the foot, put the hadas on your head, nimsa nehneh. You're benefiting from the smell. Lo yaniya, you're not going to put it, nimsa nehneh. Oh, so what do you see? You have a question against the Shtakinish. This braita, by the way, is in the name of Rabbi Natan. So therefore, braita is a Tana. How, the Shtakinish? You can't argue on Tanaim. Amar Amishar Shia Bered Ravidi Katsabar Bishwom Lakish Peligi Rabbanan Aled Rabbi Natan. You only calling me Rabbi Natan. There's a rabbi that argues Rabbi Natan somewhere. Banana Amik Rabbanan, the Peligi Aled. I hold that the rabbis argue and say Mane is Mutar, and therefore that's why I don't like him. I have a rabbi with me. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Sabar, no Peligi. And Rabbi Yochanan says, there's no argument. I don't see another opinion in this bride. I just see Rabbi Natan. There's no argument. So the Ishtakish will say, there's another Shita out there that goes like me. Where's that Shita? Wherever it is. It's somewhere in the world. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't have a bride over here, Rabbi Natan. That's what I see. And therefore, you don't tell me you have another Shita over there. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, before we go further, let's go catch up on the Tosfotim over here. Look at Tosfot, Ibuna Matil Yaniyah. Small Tosfot. Yaniyah nimsa nehneh. Perush ha-kontrash yaniyah atra berosho. You're going to put the item on your head. Nimsa nehneh menareyah. Now, why did Rashi have to explain that the hana'ah is from the smell? Why don't you just say when you put the item on your head, you don't got to pay the tax? The hana'ah, you don't pay the tax. Say simple. That's the answer. The money's in his pocket. You're not being me'aneh the Avodah Zarah. You're me'aneh yourself. You're saving a dollar, but that's not the hana'ah to the Avodah Zarah. That's not to yourself. So the hana'ah is not that you save money to the Avodah Zarah. The hana'ah is that you're smelling the roses that are on your head. That's what Rashi said, but not the pshat by wearing the hat or putting the crown. Now I'm saving money to that. That's the hana'ah to the Avodah. That's the hana'ah to keep the money in your pocket. The hana'ah's got to be something that's outside of what you had. Here you had the money in your pocket in the first place anyway. So it's not an extra hana'ah that you had. The money was in your pocket in the first place.
How are they promoting Avodah Zarah by wearing this item?
That's not a hana'ah.
Not a hana'ah, but you're promoting. How,
we can't make up Yisurim. There's no issue promoting. The Yisur over here is hana'ah. Alright? Next to Tosfot. Next to Tosfot. Tosfot says, Ma'ot, Uchli, Matechot, Yodichem, Ne'am, Melach. So what did we say over here? Throw the stuff into the into the Dead Sea. Into the Dead Sea. Okay, the fourth point. Good. Chavurah is the only issue, is a knas issue. What's the pshat knas? Because you shouldn't have went to the market that gives a zig to the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, you knas the guy. You throw the stuff in the Yamamela, get rid of all the stuff. Look at the next one. Menashir parasutim nakodah ulmata. Now look at Nashi first on that. What do you do to the animals? Cut its legs from the knees. Nashi. Abal ikur shittetzaref po asul afut kin biyadayim. Why from the knees down? Because that will not make the animal a terefa. And according to Rashi, if you remember we learned earlier in the Masechet that Rashi holds, especially Isur, you're not allowed to make an animal a terefa. So Rashi's consistent over here again. Aval ikur shemitaref bo, asur asur can be adam ebema, afapishi asura ba'ana. And Rashi says something else here. Even though after you're going to cut this animal now, even though it's not a terefa, you still cannot have an out from it. She's still by Metzlet Subana. It's just that we don't want you to make it a terefa. We don't want you to benefit from it. How do you benefit from an animal? You benefit by working from it. So therefore, he says, cut the animal's legs. At least it's not a terefa, but don't think you're still not going to be able to have an animal. Look at this one. Menashir posim and akol mafta perusha kuntras the ikur shel terefa asur. They don't eat a kavishi dayel. So for the bugs, why should it be a su? Where is this isu that as she makes something, you can't make an animal a terefa? Are we talking about korbanot over here? Why should it be a su to make an animal a terefa? Just for those that agree to that. Which we all give on our same question to Tosfot, it's enough just to cut the legs off. If you want to make it a terefa, you can make it a terefa, but you don't have to go that far. Just cut the legs from the knee down, according to Tosfot, and it's enough. The sport doesn't hold it as an isu to make an animal a terefa. But look at the next words. V'yachol liyot shemuteret b'hana'a. Once you cut the legs, you can even have a hana'a from the animal. Which means it's only asu to benefit according to this in its regular state. But once you do something with it, it's another mahal gineshi with the sport. Now she clearly said asura b'hana'a. The sport says after you cut the legs off, what do you mean? All these other items are sued. You have to throw the fruit in the spoil, throw the money into the Yaramera. Could be by the ambulance enough. Now you're going to ask me a question. So what did the rabbi do over here? According to Tosfot, you cut the animal's legs. What is the benefit? I can still eat the animal according to Tosfot. So what did they hurt me? Why did Knas of it? I still have an app from the animal. So it's a big deal. According to Rashi, I understand the Knas is what? I can't have an app. I mean, you can't work the animal anymore. You can't have an app. You're stuck. But Shekhar, according to Tosfot, cut the animal's legs. So what? Make sure Haita and eat it. Pshat is, you get a bigger hana'a. Pshat is like this. You're not allowed to work the animal now. You can't work the legs. There's no more legs. So we didn't tell me slaughtered. In the olden days, they didn't just stop slaughtering animals. You waited for a Yom Tov, you waited for a Chag, but you waited when you needed an animal. Now you have no choice. You're going to have to slaughter. You can't work with the animal. So you're going to have to slaughter the animal now to eat it. And you're not going to have any enough people to eat the animal. The meat's going to spoil and things like that. Once you're forcing me to make a Shaita, the concern is that you're not going to be able to really benefit from the animal now as much, and therefore it hurts the guy to make the shaita on the animal now that he cannot benefit from the work of it. That's the machloket between the Shi and the Tosafot. Come together and says further. Oh, the Rabbi Yochanan, or the Rabbi Lo Pelige. What are you talking about? You're telling me that there's no machloket. I will show you a braita that clearly says that according to the rabbi, you're allowed to benefit Avodah Zarah. Netanya v'atanya, holchim liyarid shel obdei kukavim. You're allowed to go to the market after obdei kukavim. Velokhim mehem behema avadim ushvachot. You're allowed to buy avadim and shvachot, batim v'sadot v'cheramim. You can buy all these things from the goyim. Not only that, v'chotev u'male v'harkaot shelahem. And then you're able to write a shtar that you bought these items, and you could bring it to their courts in order to, where the judges are, in order to get it sealed and certified. Now what? That these items belong to you. Because if you don't certify it in their courts, the goy will say he never sold it to you. So even though when you go to their courts, that she says they have a hana'a from that, that they come along and say that, look, they come into our court, doesn't matter. You're allowed to go to their courts in order to save your own money. Because you're saving your Jewish money. Otherwise, if you don't verify it, don't just take it back. So far, the Gemara says, Bimaya Kohen, if let's say the Kohen bought the item, he's got to go to the court of the Goy in Chutz La'aretz in order to validate the sale. Mitameh v'chutz la'aretz ladun v'le'ar'ed imahen. Hachamim put it to Ar Chutz La'aretz. Hachamim said, everywhere in Chutz La'aretz is Tameh. So it's a rabbinical item. So the Kohen, to validate his sale, can even go to Chutz La'aretz and become Tameh. Rabbis waved their tum'ah in order for them to validate. Hushem shemetameh b'chutz la'aretz, just like we let him go to chutz la'aretz, kach metameh b'bet ha'kevarot. He can even walk through a cemetery if you go to validate. Kevarot says, b'bet ha'kevarot ha'kadadach? What are you talking about? Cemetery, tum'ah d'oraita. That's tum'ah d'oraita. Fish tum'ah chutz la'aretz, rabbinical. But tum'ah d'oraita, we're going to be lenient on. Ela bet ha'paretz rabbanah. Okay, bet ha'paretz is a rabbinical item. The rabbis made a law that said if you have a body that's buried in a field, and they plowed the field, so you're worried that maybe the plow picked up some of the flesh and the parts and scattered it in the field, and maybe you have an etzem kesorah, the size of a barley seed, and what's going to happen if a kohen walks in that field? He might move the barley seed's worth of bones. So the rabbis made a gift, now you can't walk within 100 amot of that field. It's only rabbinical. Maybe the plow picked up the flesh. So on that rabbinical tumah, the rabbis will need you for a quick to walk through the field to go to the validation place over there. Metameh, not only that, but the Gemara says you're a Kohen is allowed to be metameh himself rabbinically, l'mod Torah, to go study Torah, v'lisa isha, and even to get married. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, my time is l'anshei motzei l'mod. Only when he doesn't have a rabbi in Israel to teach him, or a rabbi next to him to teach him. Adab is l'anshei motzei l'mod, but if you have a teacher to teach him, even if you have a teacher to teach you, you can become Tameh. You can't learn from everybody. Maybe this teacher is not suitable for you. Maybe the other teacher is better for you. Somebody says you can go, study wherever you want. There was a story of Yosef HaKohen. He went after his rabbi in Sidon. Even though he was a Kohen. And even though he went to Chutz La'aretz to study Torah. Even though he had a rabbi locally. Now, Rabbi Yochanan comments, that means Rabbi Yochanan knew this whole braita. This whole braita that we quoted, Rabbi Yochanan commented on it. Not on the topic that we're talking about. He commented that a guy can go Chutz La'aretz to go study Torah. But what did it say in this braita as well? It said in this braita as well that you're allowed to go to the marketplace of the goyim and you can buy animals and this and that. Even though you're giving them a hana'ah, even though you're giving them the taxes, they're paying taxes. So this is the proof to the Sakis. You see, the rabbis argue on the binatam, so therefore it is a machloket. Can you give the goyim hana'ah or not? Why did you say that Yohanan? There's no argument. See, here there's an argument. And don't tell me you didn't notice Braita, because you even commented on the Braita over here at the end with the Yosef. It all depends where you're buying from. When you buy from the regular market guy, he pays the tax because they collect from the market company. When you buy from the guy's basement, you go to the guy's house and buy from the bar, buy it, they don't collect taxes for it. So therefore, there's no machlokes in the baito. The first guy that said that you're not allowed to do it because you can give a tax when you went to the fair. You went to the market where the tax collectors know about the guy. When the guy's selling privately in Bala Bayit, then I go after the private guys in the house selling. Therefore, that's what it says. It's just a hot. Not because you're going to give them, you're not going to give them hana'ah, because they're not going to give a tax. So they only collect from the public merchants, not from the Bala Bayit. That's how Rabbi Yochanan is going to answer. Look at the Tosfot team over here. Okay, one at a time. First of all, l'mon Torah v'nisa isha. Pirush v'darto l'azor l'Eretz Yisrael. Tosfot puts a big condition over here. Yeah, you can go study Torah outside of Eretz Yisrael, and you can go get married. But so long as you go back to Israel. The ilu en dato lachzor. But if you're not intending to come back to Eretz Yisrael, namar beketubot perikvet. Achiv sheze nasa avodat kochavim umet. Baruch hamakom sharago. Ze yered achav otzor haaretz. Oh, amazing Gemara. Gemara says a guy got married in Chutz La'aretz. The guy died. The brother wanted to make yibum. So he wanted to leave Israel, go to Chutz La'aretz, and make yibum. But the rabbi said, your brother married a goya. You want to go now, leave Eretz Yisrael, go make yibum? That really wasn't a goya. It's like he married a goya, you see, because he left Israel. So you see, leaving Eretz Yisrael to get married without coming back, that's considering like you married the Chas V'Shalom. Now, the Davka Tosfot says, Behanach Mitzvot Shein Hashuvot. You can't go now and leave Eretz Yisrael for any mitzvah. Only for these mitzvot. Only for these items. Why? Because these are special Hashuv mitzvot. Lilmot Torah, Shigadol, Tamut Torah, Shvid, Lima'aseh. The study Torah brings you to the mitzvot. That's why it's the biggest mitzvah. The Ishan Amed Ichtiv, Don't Tov Ra'ah. You have children. God created the world to have children. So for these two mitzvot, we'll be lenient. Aval Shar mitzvot, no. For other mitzvot, no. Da'achim Atzorek Da'am Megillah. אבל בשאלתות רבה חמש, הנק דקילה, וכל שכן לשאר מצוות שהן חשובות. שאלתות is the opposite. These מצוות, כל שכן other מצוות, because these מצוות are lenient. What's that these מצוות are lenient? Because these מצוות you can fulfill out in Israel. So marry another girl. Learn from a different rabbi. Even when you have options, we're being lenient, because you can't, if the only place to fulfill the mitzvah is in Chutz La'aretz, certainly will be lenient. That's the way the She'iltot learns. It's reverse logic. So we have a machloka between the She'iltot and the Ba'al Tosfot, if it applies to other mitzvot or not. Look at the next Tosfot. Amar Abaye. No, we didn't get to that yet. Okay, come to give it a continue. Amar Bor. Four lines on the bottom. Be'ema Ti'akir. What do we say? Cut the legs off. You bought it, crash you. Cut the legs off. What about cruelty to animals? Torah said you can't cause the animal tzahar. You don't think it hurts the animal when you cut its legs off? Amar Abaye, Amar Achmana, Itzuseim Te'akev. This is what you want. We have a pasuk. It says in Yeshua. It says when they cut the goyim, take the animals and cut their legs. You see, it's not a pasuk saying it. That's the Tzutat. Tosfot. אמר רבי אמר קרא שצוצים תעקר הקשר רבי אלחנן אם תאמר למה אתה אומר לכם דבר היית כי עוד הצער רבי אלחנן שם לתורה תסוסים כמו לתורה מה היא ראיה מה הייתי מיושע ולמה שאני אתה עמד על פי הדיבור הוא יבוא ראיה from יושע could be that was a special exemption that's why you have a pasuk to come and say in your case יושע you could do it אבל עקב בכנס לבנן this is only rabbinical that the rabbis are saying to do this. In Koach be'ad achim la'kod v'am la Torah? Could the rabbis uproot a law from the Torah for a rabbinical consideration? Yesh lomar de'vaday. Yesh koach be'adam la'kod hechad de'ne'ed ta'am ksat la'kod. Maybe hadush. The fourth says the rabbis have the ability to even uproot a sin from the Torah where they find it fit. Like in this case over here, they found it fit to Knasiga. You went, you bought from Avodah Zarah where they pay taxes. We don't want you to benefit this animal. You know what? Cut the legs of the animal. The rabbi said, Tzad Balachayim. We know. But we're going to suspend the Tzad Balachayim to our purposes. Chachamim has the power to uproot even a lav from the Torah. Tosfot brings an ayat to that. Tosfot says, Min Torah, you, for all testimony, you need two witnesses. Correct? You need two witnesses for testimony. A guy went to Medinat Tayyam. He went overseas. He doesn't come back. He's missing in action. His wife wants to get married. We rely on one witness to come along and say that the husband died. What happened to the two witnesses of the Torah? Elawat, Achamim have the power to even uproot Torah law in order where they see fit. But if this is this case as well. Okay, comes again when I continues. Good point. Amar Mor. There's a Ikur. What was Ikur? What do you do? Menasher, Prasoteah, Menar Kubal Mata. I can cut the legs from the knee down. But meaning we have a contradiction. And Mechdishin. Bizman Hazeh. You're not allowed to make Hekdesh. the Ein Maharimim, or make things cherem, make them consecrated for the Beit HaMikdash. The Ein Maharichin is what I said, nor can you make something holy to give its value, its worth to the Beit HaMikdash. V'im Mikdish, v'chrim, v'yarichim. You did any of these items over here? V'ma'ti'akir. If you did it to an animal, cut its legs. Perot, kesut, v'kirim. If you did it to fruit, or clothes, or vessels, yirkebu, let them spoil. Ma'ot, uchrim, matichot, monies, and metals, and things like that. Yodichem, yamamilach. Okay, which is basically, we don't want you to do this item, because there's no Beit HaMikdash, by the way. So you're going to make the item Mikdash. Now what? You have to wait to the Beit HaMikdash to be rebuilt to give this item to the Beit HaMikdash. In the interim, we're worried that what? You might come to eat it. You might come to benefit from it. So we say, you did it, cut the legs off. I didn't say cut the legs off. It says make a kur. Make a kur. Whatever that means. Now we learned that a kur means cut the legs off. If it's perot, spoilage. If it's money, throw it into the yamamela. Now the Gemara says over here, where is the a kur? What is a kur over here that you do to the animal that you made ignis because man is there? Noel delit befaneha, lock it in his room, close the door, vihi meta me'leha, and let it die. Oh, so we see a different item here. When it comes to ignis, that you shouldn't have done this man is there, lock it up in the room. So why over here you're telling me that the knas is, don't lock it up in the room by us, why is telling it, why you got to cut the legs off? Well, what's the difference? Amar beyesh ani adam, bishum bizayon, Kadashim. Over here, we're talking about somebody made Hekdesh. To cut the legs off of Hekdesh is a bizayon to Hekdesh. By your case of the Avodah Zarah, when you bought something from Avodah Zarah, the animal that you bought is not a Hekdesh. We're just canopsing you because you gave them money that they're going to pay to the church. Okay, fine. But you ain't can, this case when you made it Hekdesh. So start to chop the legs off of Hekdesh. I had a bizayon to Hekdesh. Okay, but this is fine. V'nishcheteh. No, don't lock it up. Make shechita on it. Slaughter it. So the Gemara says, no, that's not an option to slaughter it. Add to be'udi de takala. You slaughter it, you might have to eat it. So slaughter is an option. Slaughter it, meaning cut it in half. Slaughter it in a way where you're not going to cause the animal tzad, but cut it and split it in half where the animals are nevira. So you slaughtered it, you got rid of it. Obviously, you cannot have an av because you split it in half. Amar baye, amar kerab, and it's tatem, it's bechotehem. You have to break the Avodah Zarah's mizbeah. You have to break their korban, break the mizbeah. Lo ta'asun kem la'ashem idrachim. Do not do that to God, which means the way the goyim would serve was they would split their animals in half. Or they would, you're not allowed to do that to you. You cannot do that. Lo ta'asun kem. Anything that's, which means anything that's, it says a lot of shukran Hashem hare, she'atzat tura kol davar shu ken nitutz mizbotachem. Anything that's like breaking their mizbeah, like even to break a be'mavik dish to two, looks like you're breaking the mizbeah into two, which is a subna tura. Okay, so you can't do that. Okay, so that's the first answer. You can't do, cut the legs off by a dish because it's bizayon. That's the answer. Next answer. Amar, v'shin nir'e k'matir mu b'kadashim. I'll tell you another reason. You know why we're not going to cut the legs off? Because it looks like you're putting a blemish in Hekdesh. Are you allowed to put a blemish in Hekdesh? Of course not. So this over here looks like a money tie-in over here. Right? So the Gemara says, nir'e, what do you mean nir'e? Nir'e means it looks like. Mu me'elyahu. It's a moon. It's not. It looks like when you cut the legs off, you're putting a mum in Hekdesh. When is it considered a mum? When is the Beit HaMikdash, the Chazi LaKlamat? When you were able to bring it as a sacrifice, let the cut the legs off, you considered a mum. But if anyway you can't bring it because no Beit HaMikdash, let land ba. Okay, no problem. So therefore what? This animal over here is not really worthy to put on the Mizbeah, because there's no Beit HaMikdash. So it's considered as if it's blemished already. We consider it halachically blemished. The fact that it cannot be put on the Mizbeah, it's like it's blemished. So the Gemara says, mum, which is, we have a rule that says like this. Even an animal that's a ba'al mum already, you're not allowed to put another mum in it. So this animal is not worthy to put on the mizbeach, right? So it still should be asur to cut the legs off, not because it looks like. It should be asur because it's asur to put a mum in something that's a mum already. Even though, let's say, an animal has a mum, you can't bring on the mizbeach, asur is still asur. The Gemara says, "Ba'al mum, nehid lo hazi legufel lidme hazeh." You know why it's asur? Because normally you have an animal during the time of the Beit HaMikdash, has a mum in it. You still can't put another mum in it. You know why? Because even though it's not viable for the mizbeach, it's still viable for pidyon. Redeem it, and bring another animal. So therefore, you're putting a mum into something that's still viable for the mizbeach for pidyon. Here it's not even over for pidyon, it's not Beit HaMikdash. So therefore there would be no isur to put a mum on it at all. Not a mum, and not a mum on a mum. And if the only isur is marita ayin, that's called Rava. Rava is going to come along and say the only reason why it's asur to cut the legs off is because it looks like you're putting a mum in kadashim. So now you have over here two shitot. You have two shitot. What are the two shitot? You have the first answer. We're asking a question. When it comes to the Avodah Zarah Knas, we said, what? Cut the legs off of the animal. That's Knas. We have a question. Don't make Hekdesh Bezman Hazeh. Don't make Hekdesh Bezman Hazeh. So what should you do? If you did, well, why are you going to eat the animal? Are you going to benefit from the animal? No problem. Take the animal, cut its legs off, and therefore you not cut its legs off. Do ikur. What's ikur? Put in the door, lock the door, and let it die. Finished. What do you mean? What's the difference between the two cases? The first answer is cutting legs is not an option by Hekdesh. Why is it not an option by Hekdesh? Because it's for Kadashim. Now that's answer, different answer. The reason why you don't cut the legs off? Because it looks like you're putting a mum in Hekdesh. Looks like you're putting a mum. That's really not a mum, by the way, because you can't bring the Kadai anyway. Okay, but still, so you're putting a mum in something you can't bring. It's still not suit. Now, it's only asur to put a mum in something you can't bring because you can make a bijon. But you can't even make a bijon, so it's only marita ayin issue. Now, according to all this over here, okay, look at the bottom Tosfot. And that would be sure. V'im ikdish v'yachrim v'yarik v'yamat ya'akir. If you did it, you got to be ma'akir the animal. Here's a guy. He made all his assets hidden, consecrated them. I came to the rabbi. Take four zoos, value of what you consecrated, throw it into the river. We'll take it off. Alma eat lu takana. So you see, I'm a takana. Why over you telling me break the animal, do this, do that? The rabbi told him throw four coins in the water, and you're covered. That's what says. Pirush Rabbi Tam Shani Adam the Mekarkei. There we consecrated property. What do you do? Throw the property in the ocean? Shenke Yemot LaOlam. You can't make a lotam. You can't destroy them. They're there. Ido Abud Rabbi the takana till he did takana. There, what are you going to do to the property? If the rabbis are not going to make a takana, you're going to be benefiting from Hekdesh. So they say, in this case over here, throw the zoos in the water, and it's like you're covering yourself. But yachol yot she'avta metaltina atas takana. In this case over here, he says, not threatening you make karka of Hekdesh, could be, it'll help even for the other assets that you consecrate, since you consecrate with karka. So then we're throwing the four zoos in the water, we'll cover you. But over here, where you consecrate an animal, what's not going to help you throw it? Get rid of the animal. Okay, this is Tosfot on Amud Yishon. Yirkebu. What do you do with the fruit? Pirush v'yanihem dem kosho yinakel lavur yidit tekala v'sham yirkebu. Tosfot has a point. Let the fruit spoil. But don't let the fruit spoil on your kitchen table. Because you've got to eat it. Let them spoil in a place that you're not going to come to eat it. That's a very important point. Look at the next one. Yodichem liyam ha-melach. Take the money, throw it into yam ha-melach. Mishum deshadel eu be'ainayu. Why did they say Yam HaMelech, by the way? Why the Dead Sea? Throw it to any sea. ventures like this, because you got to get rid of the money. So if you're not going to crush it, then you got to throw it into the salt water so the money will decay. But the sport says if you're going to crush it first, then you can throw it into any water. We're talking about without shirika. Without shirika, that's the mamela. With shirika, what do I care what you throw? Just get rid of it in any water. That's the Tosfot Chadush. Look at the next Tosfot. Noel Delib Bifaneha. Right? Tosfot says, lock it, but the Gemara says, lock it in the door. In it, Moa al Bechor Bismanazir. You have a Bechor. Firstborn animal. Today it's Kadosh also, firstborn animal. Amai Lot Srihud in Odele Chiro Yavolite Tekala. What do we say today? We say today a Bechor. But Poskim say what? You have a Bechor? You have to wait till it becomes a Baal Mum. Once it becomes a Baal Mum, now ready it's Mutan. Why do you have to wait till it becomes a Baal Mum? Tosfot says we should follow the same process we have over here. Lock it in the door and let it die. Why over here? By Bechor, this man has said. The first one, you say what? Wait till it gets a blemish. What do you mean? In the interim, you might have a Hanah from it. Why don't you subscribe to the opinion of the Gemara says over here? Hegdesh, you worried about your mind being if Hegdesh? Lock it in the door. It says, the lo nesterik lemtin ad shipol bomum. Again, a mailut schoon in all of these. This is the reverse question. Why over here by Hegdesh, you got to lock it in the door? Why don't you also say by Hegdesh? Let it become a blemish. Let it wait till it becomes blemish. A mailut schoon in all delet shlo yavoni detekala ve lo nesterik lemtin ad shipol bomum. Da haidem at shlik in haka mishum kenasau. Shegdish al chanam. Which means, that's what it's like this. Over here, it's a knas. Who asked you to make the item mikdash? You made the item mikdash, now lock it in the room and let it die. But Bechor, you didn't do anything wrong. Bechor, the animal was born. You did anything wrong? There, that was lenient. Just wait until it becomes a ma'um. Here, it's worse. In the case of mikdash, they want you to put it and do something. Don't just stop waiting around. Put it in the room, lock it up, let it become blemished. I mean, let it become dead. Why? Who asked you to make it mikdash? Bechor, there's nothing wrong with Bechor. The animal gave it to a Bechor, not for me. Therefore, the Bilini, just wait around until it becomes a Baal Mum. Look at the next Tosfot. Venishchete Mishchat. The Gemara's question is a very, very big question, man. I'll speak to the outside and we'll see the answer. Very big question. What was the Gemara's question? Why do you have to let the animal lock in the room? Slaughter it. Slaughter the animal. What do you tell us, slaughter the animal? What happened to the love of Shchote Chutz? Am I allowed to slaughter something of Mikdash outside the Beit HaMikdash? You can't slaughter something outside the Beit HaMikdash area. What was the Gemara's having here? Slaughter it. So the Gemara says, no, you can't slaughter it. Takala, you might have to eat it. You can't slaughter it. The Gemara should have just said, as soon as Shchot outside the Beit HaMikdash. So actually, the Ashi asked this question. Look at the Ashi first. The Ashi asked this question in the Spirit. Look at the second one in the Ashi. V'nishpeteh mishchat, di'i mishum shchotechot. But this one's asking his question, why would I show the roots? Abed kabayit lo mechayev. But she's answering. The kedusha that you put on this was not kedusha for a korban. You sanctified it for its value to donate it to the Beit HaMikdash. There's no law of shchotei chutz on the consecration of bed kabayit. If you consecrate it as a korban, so you can't consecrate a korban. Exactly. I'm donating the value to the Beit HaMikdash. That's whatever they want for it. Oh, so there's no problem with shchotei chutz. Look at this photo. V'nishchatei mishchat, perusha kontras, v'im mishum shchotei chutz, ha-kodshei bet gabayim lo mechayev. Good, there's no problem with kodshei bet gabayim. This level over here. Okay, it just brings the proof. But then he comes along and says, he doesn't like this answer. Why does he not like the answer? He doesn't like the answer. The Gemara later on says, you have Ravad. It was Ravad's answer. Ravad says, the reason why you don't cut the legs off, because it looks like you're putting a moon. The Gemara says, looks like you're putting a moon? It is a moon. Well, what do you mean it's a moon? If you're telling me that you didn't consecrate it as a korban, it's a moon. The law of moon is only by korbanot. The way you're learning Rashi is not consecrated for korban. What's not consecrated for korban? What was the Gemara's half a minute to ask? Are you putting a moon in it? So Tosfot doesn't accept that answer of the Rashi to the question because it's mashma over here. It is a korban. Also, if it is a korban, back to the question. Why didn't the Gemara have a problem of shchotei chutz? He says, "Vechem pirish li tepekotshem izveyach haidi." It is kotshem izveyach. Ubizman hazeh in chayav shochet chutz. There's no obligation today. It doesn't apply. Anything that's not ra'ui to bring in front of Ohel Moed, there's no shi'uteh chutz on that. And today could you bring it to Ohel Moed? No, why? Because there's no Ohel Moed. Since it cannot be brought in front of Ohel Moed, there's no shi'uteh. There's a ra'ya. A guy had a korban shelamim. Consecrated korban shelamim. He slaughtered the korban shelamim before they opened the gates of the hechal in the morning. There's no shechotah on that. Because since at the time you slaughtered it, you couldn't have brought it to the hechal because the hechal was closed. So therefore, even there's a law like that. Because Shechem is no way bechlal. So therefore, going to, so again, we have a fantastic Mahloket Rashi and Tosafot over here. How do you answer up the Shkotechus problem? Rashi says, Kotchev et Gabayit. Shkotechus says, can't be Kotchev et Gabayit. Kotchev et Gabayit, then you would have a move issue. But it's really a Korban itself. That's that answer. Okay.
Gemara continues. Ashkecher Rabbi Yonah l'Rabbi Elai, Dekai Afetchad Ditzur. So Rabbi Yonah found Rabbi Elai was at the gate of Tzur. Mara says, Amar le, Ketani behema te'akir. We learned if you buy an animal from the market that gives the goyim Avodah Zarah tax, so the rabbis knast, and they said you have to cut the legs of the animal off. Te'akir. Eved mai. What if you buy an eved? What do you got to do to the eved? So the Gemara says, Rashi says, Lakach sham eved, mai, the Rabbi Natan mai yaselo, yakrenu olo. You got to cut him up or not? So the Gemara says, Eved Israel, lo kame bayali. There's no question when it comes to an eved Israel, you're not going to go start making a killing the guy. You can't kill an eved Israel, obviously. I'm talking about a goy eved. Mai. So Gemara says, "Amale, mai kame bayalach." What do you mean? What kind of question is that? Tanya, we have a clear braita. Ha'oved kuchavim, it's a goy. Ve'aroe behemadaka, that's a shepherd. Shepherds are usually suspicious for stealing because they go into fields that don't belong to them. Lo ma'alin, ve'lo moridim. If they fell into the pit, you don't have to bring them out. Lo mu'amalin, you don't bring them up. However, velo muridin, but you can't throw them into the pit either. So therefore, what do you mean? You can't kill a goy. So therefore, what are you telling me? What should you do to the eved akum? You can't kill him. You're not allowed to kill him. Velo muridin, you're not allowed to kill him. She says, ha'oved kochavim varu'im behema daka. In Israel, they are Jewish shepherds. Ve'en gazlanim, hare en kovdei kochavim. Ve'en ma'alin otam min abor im nafchu letocha. Ela yenichem ve'yamutu. Leave them in the bowl, let them die. Ve'en muridin otam in the bowl, lamit otam biyadaim. Al ma'evet ovdei kochim asu lamito biyadaim. What's the sheila? You buy an eved from the market of the goyim. You gonna kill him? You can't kill him. It's befirush en muridin. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zera. Ketani lukhim mehem behema avadim usfahot. Says in the Braita, lukhim mehem, or in the Mishnah actually, lukhim mehem, you could buy from the goyim behema avadim usfahot. So the Gemara says, Eved Yisrael odilma afilu eved of dechuchavim. So when it said that in the Mishnah, that you could buy from them a behema, avadim, usfahot, what type of Eved were we talking about over here? Eved Israel or Dilma even an Eved of their Kochavim? What was the case over there? The case over there was right, where it said according to the Chachamim that said you're allowed to buy these things from the Goyim. So it says you can buy Avadim and all these things over here. What type of Eved was it talking about over there? The rabbis argued on Rabbi Natan. The rabbi said, you could buy avadim and things like that, even though it's going to give a tax to the goyim. We had a mahlok, Rabbi Natan and Hakamim. So according to Rabbi Natan, it's asur. But according to Hakamim, it's mutar. So she says, you could buy an eved. Which type of eved? Eved Israel, the ma'afid, or eved of dekhu chavim? Amar le, so he told him, Mistabra, Eved Yisrael. Mistabra, so you're buying a Jewish slave. Di Eved Oved Kochavim, Lemai Mev'ele. What's the purpose? You have no benefit. Which means, I understand if you want to buy an Eved Yisrael, you're redeeming him from the Goyim. Okay, so there's a reason why you're buying him. So the rabbis allowed you to go buy an Eved Yisrael, so even though they're giving tax to Avodah Zarah. But to buy an Eved Goy, what benefit do you have by buying an Eved Goy? And she says, Lemai Mev'ele. What mitzvah do you have that we were allowing him to buy it? You want to tell me, Eved Yisrael, buy him. You're redeeming him from a goy. You can do mitzvot now again. But the stamp to buy an Eved Kochavim, why would the rabbis matir it? Ki ataravin, amar Rabbi Shimon ben Nakish, afilu Eved of the Kochavim. Even the goy Eved you can buy. Why? Because bottom line, you're bringing him under the confession because an Eved goy. So Eved Kanani is chayav in mitzvot like a lady. We have a derashah, la. Eved Kanani is chayav in mitzvot. So therefore, you are putting him under the Shekhinah as well. You're letting him do the mitzvot that he's obligated in. So there's a value. Which is much more according to this, that the rabbis that will matit the mind Eved is only because there's a benefit. So Gemara asks, Amar Rav Asher, atu behemai, my machtish tatka fe Shekhinah ika. Gemara says, what are you talking about? When you buy an animal, the animal is going to be under the Shekhinah, under the wings of the Shekhinah, you're converting the animal? Stop! The rabbi is allowed to buy an animal because they allowed it. So what are you going to give me a reason? Ela mishum mi'utayu. You know what the reason why they let you buy the animal? Because you're diminishing the assets of the goyim. That's the reason why the rabbis were lenient. Now we understand the Sevara. The reason why the rabbis didn't keep giving a tax to the goyim, because bottom line, you're buying an asset from them and you're diminishing. Over here also, the right there. You're taking the Eved away from the goy. That's reason enough to be Mekev. So that's the reason of the Hachamim, and therefore no problem. Even Oved Kochavim will be Mutar. Okay, Tosafot. Tosafot. Couple of Tosafotim over here. Eved Oved Kochavim. Tamad Machnisot Tatkafe Shekhinah Dechayav Bechot Mitzvot Shanashim Chayavot. Like we said, that the Eved Kanani is Chayav and all the Mitzvot and the ladies Chayav. That's what it means. You're bringing them under the wings of the Shekhinah. The Gamilin La Misha. We have Gezra Shema La from Isha. Haru'in Behemadaka. Shepherds are considered like Goyim. Jewish shepherds, we said, because they are thieves. Shelahin. Only when they're shepherding their own animals. Then already, we say that they're Hashu, that they're going to steal. Aval shel achirim lo. But if they're shepherding other animals, we don't suspect them. Why? The en adam chote velo lo. A person doesn't steal unless he has something to benefit. Why would he steal for somebody else? Person will steal if he benefits. But en adam chote velo lo. So that's a very poor point. So the shepherds that we said against Lenim are shepherding their own animals. Okay. Now, haka nami meshum mi'utayu. Now, so according to this reason, we're saying the reason why you can buy from the goyim is just the same reason why you can buy an animal from the goy, because you're diminishing their assets. So Tosfot says the edak of the rabbis. What does the other rabbi hold? The other rabbi says that the reason why you could buy the eved is because you're putting him under the shekhinah. What's his logic why you can buy an animal? What is his reason? Tosfot says stavad de lo shiach be eved miutayu. The adraba havi mimait Israel shochel meshelo. He holds that when you're buying an Eved, you have to give me a different Sevara. When you're buying an Eved, buy an animal, you could say the reason is diminishing his assets. That's why you'll have to buy it from the Goy. But an Eved, when you buy it from a Goy, you don't call that diminishing his assets. Because you're diminishing your own assets. Because you've got to feed him. So therefore you have to come up to the new reason of that you're bringing him under the Shekhinah. That's the reason why the rabbis believe you. Again, according to the Gemara gave us a logic. Well, I said, why could you buy an Eved? The taxes are going to the Avodah Zarah. Oh, Eved, because you bring him under the Kanfei Shekhinah. So the Gemara says, Kanfei Shekhinah? What do you need that reason for? How do animals, nothing to do with Kanfei Shekhinah, we allow you to buy it. And the reason why the animals is Mutak, because you're diminishing the Goy's assets. We want you to diminish his assets. So also the Eved also. So the Tosfot says, but according to other reasons, Rabbi, that said that it's Kanfei Shekhinah, why didn't he go with the diminishing assets reason? He said, because when you buy an Eved, you're not diminishing the Goy's assets. You're diminishing your own assets, because now you got to feed him. It costs you money. That's why he had to come on to the reason of, that he's entering Kanfei Shekhinah. Okay. Comes the Gemara and continues.
It's not instant.
No, but over time. That's
the
point. Yeah, it's a loss to him, right. But it's a loss to you on the long run. It's a loss to the Jew on the long run.
So you don't
feed
animals?
Oh, what about the feeding of the animals? So you have to say, that the work that the animal does pays off with more than what you're feeding it. Yes.
What about it?
Mashiachin the Eved, you got to take care of him a lot. They point that out in the Tosafot. Right, which means the animal produces more than it eats. But al eved omer te gemara shlefamim eno osim melacha.
Gemara says in another place that sometimes an animal doesn't even work. Eved doesn't work for his pay. Doesn't pay for his food. Therefore, it's a loss.
That's what the Gemara says later on. One different place. Okay, now the next story. Gemara says Rabbi Yaakov Zaban Sandela. What did he do? He went to the marketplace of the Goyim. And he bought a sandal. What is a sandal? He bought a shoe from the Goyim. Rabbi Yirmiyah Zaman Pita. He bought a pita, bread. Amar lehanda habnes. One fellow told his friend, Yatma Avad Rabach Hache. He told him, Yatma, without that, you ignorant one, your rabbi did such a thing? And you had your rabbi go to the marketplace and buy stuff from them. They give you taxes to the Goyim. What is going on over here? Amar leidach. So another one told his friend, Yatma, Avad Rabach Hache. He also, because other rabbi bought bread. So what I mean, your rabbi did the same thing. He also bought bread from the Goyim. What are they doing? Vetarvayu mebaal habayit zabun. Which means both of them bought from the baal habayit. And what do we know about the baal habayit? They don't get taxes from the baal habayit. He's a private guy. So therefore, why did each guy challenge his friend? Yatma, you fool! Your rabbi bought from a goy. He says, V'chol hadvad zaban havrai mitagar zaban. Each guy thought that his friend's rabbi bought the goods from a merchant. That's why he said, oh, you're foolish. Your rabbi doesn't know the halakha. And he told the same thing. What do you mean? Your rabbi doesn't know the halakha. Really, they were in the right. But what? They bought from a balabai. Da'amar Rabbi Abba Bered Rabbi Chaya Bar Abba Lo Shanu Ela Balukem Na Tagar. The only time he said it's asur is when you're buying from the tagaz, the merchant. Deshakle mixa minam, because the avodah zarah collects taxes from them. But when they take from the private guy in the house, they don't shakli minim mixa mutar, but they don't take a tax. It is indeed mutar. Amar Rabbi Abba Bered Rabbi Chaya Bar Abba. El Malei Rabbi Yochanan hazmna beatra dekash shakle mixa filum baal habayit. If Rabbi Yochanan was around in our time, where today they even collect taxes from the baal habayit that's selling, hava asar. He would have been also say that as well. Ela inu hechi zabun mi baal habayit. So back to the story then. How did those rabbis buy from the baal habayit? Because in those times they were already giving taxes to taking tax from the baal habayit. So therefore, what do these rabbis do? Shkibra says she'eno kavua zabun. They went to a baal habayit that doesn't sell steadily. There's a double reason. Not only their private enterprise, but a private enterprise that's not open all year. So those guys, they forgot about them. They didn't collect the taxes from them. She says, "Il malei yarim yohanan be'atan deshaklem miksam mebalei batim ba'asalika afilu ba'alei bayt ba'ashet demirmiyah kimlan deshaklem mebalei batim she'eno kavua v'lo masik muksei adatam." The taxes don't know about them. He's not a merchant, he's not a permanent guy, so they don't worry about him. Look at the bottom. Tosfot, Rabbi Yirmiyah Zaban Pita. Stam Tosfot has a question. What about Patakum? Patakum, stam question. Ve'im Tomar, alo Pato of the Kochavim Asura. What is he buying bread from the Goyim? Ve'yesh Tomar, Devay Libi Mekom, She'en Paltari said, there's no Jewish baker. Heter, no Jewish baker, you can buy from the Goyim. Kedavim Lekabah Perek Sheri, Ve'yesh Tomar, Devay Libi Akad Tzorek Avdo. He wasn't eating it, he was giving it to a slave to eat. So who said he was eating it for himself?
Was it second answer?
Oh, yes, he's feeding it to his animal. What do I care what he's doing? Patakum, the animal doesn't have to be Mahmin on Patakum. From the Gemirushalmi, they bring this story down, and from the Yerushalmi, it's Masra, he bought it for himself. He got to see the Yerushalmi, but tell him, Lakata, Gluskami, Amecha, Amale, Shanyai, Mishuhay Nefesh, we told him, hello, Pat, the Marshall, came, okay, fine. We have another question before it asks. Before it asks, bread is something that is a perishable. I thought you told me perishable items you can't buy from the Goyim. Because the perishable items they're happy to get rid of. So how did he buy the bread? So Tosfos says, דבר שמתקיים, אין לו קיימם. יש לומר, דפת דבר חשוב וקפץ עלי זבינה וכדבר המתקיים. Bread, so people always buying bread. Turnover on bread. So therefore the guy is not... Yeah, it gets sold anyway because people need bread. So it's like דבר המתקיים. The guy is not happy, so to speak. Oh, I got rid of it. If you don't buy it, somebody else is going to buy it. Bread is an item that people need. And if, even though it's perishable, it doesn't have the deen of a perishable. That's why he was allowed to buy the bread. That's the answer of the...